The Second Century, paragraphs 41 through 50. Number 41. Love in the fountain and love in the stream are both the same, and therefore are they both equal in time and glory. For love communicates itself, and therefore love in the fountain is the very love communicated to its object. Love in the fountain is love in the stream, and love in the stream equally glorious with love in the fountain. Though it streams to its object, it abides in the lover, and is the love of the lover. Number 42. Where love is the lover, love streaming from the lover is the lover streaming from himself, and existing in another person. Number 43. This person is the Son of God, who, as he is the wisdom of the Father, so is he the love of the Father. For the love of the Father is the wisdom of the Father. And this person did God, by loving us, beget, that he might be the means of all our glory. Number 44. This person differs in nothing from the Father, but only in this, that he is begotten of him. He is eternal with the Father, as glorious and as intelligent. He is of the same mind in everything in all worlds, loves the same objects in as infinite a measure, is the means by which the Father loves, acts, creates, redeems, governs, and perfects all things, and the means also by which we see and love the Father, our strength and our eternity. He is the mediator between God and his creatures. God, therefore, being willing to redeem us by his own blood, by him redeemed us, and in his person died for us. Acts 20. Number 45. How wonderful is it that God, by being love, should prepare a Redeemer to die for us? But how much more wonderful that by this means himself should be, and be God by being love! By this means also he refines our nature, and enables us to purge out the poison and the filthy plague of sin. For love is so amiable and desirable to the soul that it cannot be resisted. Love is the Spirit of God. In himself it is the Father, or else the Son, for the Father is in the Son, and the Son is in the Father. In us it is the Holy Ghost, the love of God being seen, being God in us, purifying, illuminating, strengthening, and comforting the soul of the seer. For God, by showing, communicates himself to men and angels. And when he dwells in the soul, dwells in the sight. And when he dwells in the sight, achieving all that love can do for such a soul. And thus the world serves you as it is a mirror wherein you contemplate the Blessed Trinity. For it plainly shows that God is love, and in his being love, you see the unity of the Blessed Trinity, and a glorious Trinity in the Blessed Unity. Number 46. In all love there is some producer, some means, and some end, all these being internal in the thing itself. Love loving is the producer, and that is the Father. Love produced is the means, and that is the Son, for love is the means by which a lover loves. The end of these means is love, for it is love by loving, and that is the Holy Ghost. The end and the producer being both the same, by the means attained. For by loving, love attains itself and being. The producer is attained by loving, and is the end of himself. That love is the end of itself, and that God loves, that he might be love, is as evident to him that considers spiritual things as the Son, because it is impossible there should be a higher end, or better proposed. What can be more desirable than the most delightful operation? What more eligible than the most glorious being? What further can be proposed than the most blessed and perfect life? Since God, therefore, chooses the most perfect life, what can be more perfect than that life and that being which is at once the fountain and the end of all things, there being in it the perpetual joy of giving and receiving infinite treasures? To be the fountain of joys and blessings is delightful, and by being love, God is the fountain of all worlds. To receive all and to be the end of all is equally delightful, and by being love, God receives and is the end of all. For all the benefits that are done unto all, by loving all, himself receives, What good could heaven and earth do him were it not for his love to the children of men? By being what he is, which is love unto all, he enjoys all. Number 47. What life could be more pleasant than that which is delighted in itself and in all objects, in which also all objects infinitely delight? What life could be more pleasant than that which is blessed in all and glorious before all? Now this life is a life of love. For this end, therefore, did he desire to love, that he might be love, infinitely delightful to all objects, infinitely delighted in all, and infinitely pleased in himself, for being infinitely delightful to all, and delighted in all. All this he attained by love, for love is the most delightful of all employments. All the objects of love are delightful to it, and love is delightful to all its objects. Well, then, may love be the end of loving, which is so complete, it being a thing so delightful that God infinitely rejoices in himself for being love. And thus you see how God is the end of himself. He doth what he doth, that he may be what he is, wise and glorious and bountiful and blessed in being perfect love. Number 48. Love is so divine and perfect a thing that it is worthy to be the very end and being of the Deity. It is his goodness, and it is his glory. We therefore so vastly delight in love, because all these excellencies, and all other whatsoever, lie within it. By loving, a soul does propagate and beget itself. By loving, it does dilate and magnify itself. By loving, it does enlarge and delight itself. By loving also, it delights others. And by loving, it does honor and enrich itself. But above all, by loving, it does attain itself. Love also, being the end of souls, which are never perfect till they are in act what they are in power. They were made to love, and are dark and vain and comfortless till they do it. Till they love, they are idle or misemployed. Till they love, they are desolate, without their objects, and narrow and little and dishonorable. But when they shine by love upon all objects, they are accompanied with them and enlightened by them. Till we become therefore all act as God is, we can never rest, nor ever be satisfied. Number 49. Love is so noble that it enjoys others' enjoyments, delights in giving all unto its object, and in seeing all given to its object, so that whosoever loves all mankind, he enjoys all the goodness of God to the whole world, and endeavors the benefit of kingdoms and ages, with all whom he is present by love, which is the best manner of presence that is possible. Number 50. God is present by love alone. By love alone he is great and glorious. By love alone he lives and feels in other persons. By love alone he enjoys all the creatures. By love alone he is pleasing to himself. By love alone he is rich and blessed. O, why dost not thou by love alone seek to achieve all these? By love alone attain another self. By love alone live in others. By love attain thy glory. The soul is shriveled up and buried in a grave that does not love. But that which does love wisely and truly is the joy and end of all the world, the King of heaven and the friend of God, the shining light and temple of eternity, the brother of Christ Jesus, and one Spirit with the Holy Ghost.